This chazar is echinish b'chazar b'shagav v'mi yehuda b'sechet chesu b'staf yud ches. Fact number one: when giving the case of when a Yeshua would agree, why couldn't the Mishnah give the case where a person tells someone else, "I borrowed money from you, but I already paid you back," in which case he would be believed? Mar said the Mishnah wanted to give the case where he wouldn't be believed if there were witnesses who support the first half of the statement, meaning in the case, where he says, "I bought the field," if they knew it was from the father, or if the witnesses came, it was from the father, he wouldn't be believed. Which in this case of borrowing would have to be if witnesses came and said he borrowed money, then we would have to say he's not believed. But in truth, but a case of borrowing the money, he would be believed even if the witnesses were there, because he can say, "En chanami, I borrowed the money, but I paid it back," and because you don't have to have witnesses when you pay back. Why couldn't the Mishnah give the case of where a person tells someone else, "I borrowed money from your father and I paid back half of it," in which case he would be believed? Mar says it can't be, because the Braisa says that in that case, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says this would be an example of where a person would have to swear on his own admission that he has paid back what he claims to have paid. And the Rabbanon would say that's considered as a Meshav Aveda, as returning a lost item, since the son had no way of proving that the money was lent, and he would be believed without a shua at all, even if the son is the one who made the claim and it wasn't a self-admission, and therefore he's believed not just on the basis of a Pesha also. Pesha hit there, and therefore we didn't want to give that case. In fact, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov would surely agree that one returning a lost item does not have to swear, so why would the person in this case have to swear? Mar says, the cases where the claim is being made by minor orphans, it is only in that case that the borrower has to, in economy, swear. In fact, Mar Mishnah says that one need not to swear to combat the claim of a deaf mute to show it to a minor. So why would he have to swear if there are minor orphans? Mar says the orphan was an adult. He's referred to as a minor in the sense that he doesn't know the financial affairs of his father. If so, how can the Mishnah refer to this case as a case of self-admission? Mar says it's based on the claim of another, but his own admission as the partial payment. That's what's meant by self-admission, meaning the own admission for the partial payment. Every case of swearing for partial payment involves this as well, and still not referred to as self-admission. Mar says machloikis in the Mishnah is based on the concept of Rabbah as to why a partial admission must swear. He says it's because a person's embarrassed to totally deny a claim. So he does so partially so as to find more time to pay. The Rabbanan say that a person would not have a problem denying the claim of the son, since it was his father and not him who lent the money. Therefore, a partial admission is like the return of a lost item. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says that a person would not have the chutzpah to fully deny the claim, even to the son. That's why the partial admission is like the partial admission of the father himself, which requires the person to swear regarding the rest. Zakt the Mishnah. If witnesses come to court to authenticate their signatures on a loan document and they say, "These are our signatures, but we were forced to sign, we were anusim, or we were minors, or we were puzzle witnesses," they're believed to say so. However, if there are other witnesses who authenticate these signatures, or if Bezdin can authenticate them based on comparison to other documents, then they are not believed. Zakt the Gemara. Rami Yochama said, when the Mishnah says that they are not believed if the signatures are authenticated independent of their testimony, that's only if they claim that they were forced under financial duress. However, if they claim to have been forced under threat to their lives, they are believed even then. Rava asked why they believed. Halacha is that once witnesses have testified, they may not change their testimony. And Rosh Lakish said that written testimony has the status of oral testimony. And for the Gemara, what Rami Bachama must have said was that when the Mishnah says that they are believed in the first part of the Mishnah, that's only if they claim to have signed under threat to their lives. However, if they claim to have signed under financial duress, they're not believed, because a person can't establish himself as a Rasha, Eina Domaisa Matsumi Rasha, and they therefore not believed regarding the part of the statement that they signed falsely under financial duress, which is something they couldn't do, which would make them a Rasha for having done so. Zakti Gemara Brice says, or Meir says, witnesses who authenticate their signatures on a document are not believed to then make it possible. The Chum say that they are. The Rabbanan's view is based on Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter. What's the reason for Rav Meir's view? So Chizkiah says it's because Rav Meir holds that if witnesses are told to sign a false document or to be killed, if they're given that choice, they must allow themselves to be killed. And therefore, by saying that they went ahead and signed falsely, they are Mason Atzmei Rasha, and therefore we can't believe them. Rava asked, you only have to give up your life to prevent from violating Avodah Zarah and Ritzicha and Gila Royet. So what does that mean, that they'd have to give up their lives rather than sign falsely? It says Rav Meir is referring to a case where the borrower agrees to having written the document, but claimed that it had already been repaid. And Rav Meir holds like the Rahun in the name of Rav, who said that when the borrower agrees to have the written the document, it no longer needs to be authenticated by witnesses. Therefore, the witnesses are not validating the document, and therefore they cannot make it puzzle either.